This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Friday, June 16th. $400 billion is at stake as MSCI's decision on China's A-shares draws closer. That's the word from Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas. MSCI plans to announce on June 20th whether it intends to include China A-shares in its emerging markets index, which has about $2 trillion benchmarked to it.
We're talking about ultimately adding 17% extra China A-share at full inclusion to this index. If you translate that, that is about $300 billion worth of buy orders of institutions that would need A-shares to keep up or track the MSCI Emerging Markets Index.
Balchunas says there are two ETFs that will be most affected by MSCI's decision.
There's the Deutsche Bank China A-share ETF, ticker ASHR. This is the first A-share ETF, most liquid, most traded. And that one's fine. It'll definitely go up if there's news on this over the long haul, because some of the stocks that will be needed to be bought are in this one. However, the Crane Shares China A-share ETF is a little better because it tracks an MSCI China A-share index. So we've seen people buying this one for the past couple weeks. It's taken in $50 million. So people are placing their bets in KBA in terms of which would have the most stocks that would be needed to be bought if inclusion happens. So KBA is where most of the money is going to prepare for this.
Balchunas says adding China A-shares to MSCI's Emerging Markets Index would be a multi-step, multi-year process. MSCI has declined to add A-shares to the index for the past 3 years, typically citing specifics regarding taxes and access. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.